So we're looking at the adult brain and its role, what it does inside of us. I mean, really, what does it do, particularly with regards to relationships? So again, it helps us be sensitive to other people's perspectives. It helps us be sensitive to humane values, analysis, judgment. Very important now. There have been some studies that look at the IQ, the emotional quotient, the EQ, and the intelligence of various people. And they have been able to determine a person's political perspective based on how they scored, how they performed on some of these tests. Analysis, judgment, regulation of impulses, and regulation of emotions. All of this is taken care of by the adult brain. It appraises environmental cues and organizes information to reconcile those appraisals with internal experience, the thoughts, the sensations, the emotions, the impulses, and to do this in a process known as reality testing. Reality testing. Once again, reality testing. How many times have you been in a conversation with someone, or maybe you weren't in the conversation, you just overheard what was being discussed, and you thought to yourself, that person's out of touch with reality. The adult brain is responsible for that. It's less likely to perceive threat in differences, and is more likely to see differences as possibilities for learning, for growth, and for broader connection. The adult brain, that more fully part of our brain, the upper prefrontal cortex, that is not fully developed until the third decade of life, responsible for reality testing. And that part of us is less likely to see a difference and perceive threat. Instead, it's more likely to see a difference and determine, here's a chance for me to learn some more. Here's another chance for me to grow some more. Here's another chance for me to start broadening my connections with humanity. Not talking about connection in the sense that somebody said, is thinking to themselves, hey, here's another chance for me to network and maybe make some more money. Not like that. Connecting with the heart, the soul, the emotions, the mind. Connecting. Racism would naturally decrease with brain maturity, were it not for the myriad of social and cultural messages that overtly and covertly reinforce what goes on in the toddler brain. Trouble comes when habits of blame, denial, and avoidance, which are some of the roles of the toddler brain, and I'll be talking about that again tomorrow, but when these habits of blaming and denying and avoiding come to the forefront, well, that will allow the toddler brain to hijack or supersede the adult brain. Higher cognitive processes are then focused on validating toddler brain alarms and justifying its impulses and prejudices instead of modifying them with assessments of reality and basic humane values. Again, we're talking about the same brain and the same individual, just different parts of the brain. And it all depends on, as you can see, as you can hear, which part of the brain is in the driver's seat, which part of the brain is in the back seat. Toddler brain, where we see differences. You notice, doesn't matter whether we're using the toddler brain or the adult brain, both parts of the brain see differences. What's different is how we respond to the differences that we see. And when commandeered by the toddler brain, The adult brain can just latch on to any ideology and desperately send reinforcement. See what's happening? That immature part of our brain, which Dr. Stassi calls the toddler brain, is still there. It doesn't go away. Think about it. A person is born again. Do they lose all ability to sin? No. Mm-mm. So just because a person grows into adulthood, that doesn't mean that that part of the brain that was so prevalent, that was so out front while they were toddlers, growing into pre-teenage and then teen age, goes away. It's still there. And each of us decides just how prevalent, how significant a role that part of our brains continue to play, particularly once we've reached the age where the adult brain should be fully developed. That toddler brain can say, I'm going to keep on doing what I've been doing, and I'm going to latch on to the ideologies that support what I feel, that support what I have chosen to think about those who are different. That's a superficial form of bonding. And so what they do is they seek reinforcement with other people who think like they think, so that even if they don't necessarily have a good relationship with each other, they can form some kind of camaraderie long enough to come together against their common enemy. It's no accident that racist individuals, in other words, those who are, as Dr. Stassi puts it, those who are stuck in the toddler brain, share characteristics with real toddlers. Again, now, we're not talking about the way a person's brain thinks when the person is only 3 years old. We're talking about the way that brain is performing when the person is 23, 33, 53, 73. Sort of like the 70-something-year-old who hit the young man in the face with his elbow during one of the previous Trump rallies. The man wasn't defending himself. He was under no personal threat whatsoever. But he was angry. He was upset about the fact that there was a gentleman who did not agree with his candidate's positions. And so he caught the young man off guard, threw an elbow right in his face. It's no accident, the doctor says, that racist individuals, and he describes them, he breaks it down, those who are stuck in the toddler brain share characteristics with real toddlers. What are those characteristics? One is entitlement. Another is self-obsession, the inability to see perspectives that go beyond their personal experience. Another is intolerance of differences, because uncertainty for them raises anxiety. The tendency to substitute power for value, where they react to lowered self-value by exerting power. You ever seen a toddler exert power? How about when they throw a temper tantrum? I tell you, entitlement, self-obsession, intolerance of differences, and the tendency to substitute power for value. These are characteristics of toddlers, real toddlers, actual toddlers, and you find those same characteristics in racist individuals, those who don't move beyond letting the toddler part of their brain dominate their attitudes and behaviors. When we come back, I'm going to be sharing some solutions to this problem, answers that can benefit the person who's stuck there. It is such a beautiful thing when a person whose heart is filled with hatred, malice, hostility, is set free from their own hostility and malice. It is good for them as well as for the folks who are on the receiving end of that hostility and malice. Stay with me. Dr. Stassi is going to help us soar above, rise above that racist characteristic that we find in the toddler brain. Just a few